Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College of Botany with Natural North Dakota.
What's radon? That question came up in a conversation recently. I suspect that the majority of North Dakotans have heard something about radon in our soils and that it's associated with lung cancer. It's definitely here, but I rarely hear mention of radon in conversation. Radon is an element. It's a colorless, odorless, and tasteless radioactive gas. It's on the periodic table of elements over on the far right column. Its symbol is Rn, and has an atomic number of 86, but it's the radioactive aspect of radon that's of concern. Radioactive substances are unstable, and as a result give off radiation. Radon is one of several breakdown products in the decay of uranium. Uranium may be found in bedrock, water, or soil, but remember that radon is a gas, so may also be found in the air. It might surprise you, but exposure to radon ranks second only to smoking as a cause of lung cancer. Radon's not much of a risk in the outdoors because it's so diluted in the atmosphere. But in buildings close to the ground, such as basements, first floors, and crawl spaces, particularly with poor ventilation, radon may move up from the ground and through the porous materials, cracks in the foundation, sump holes, and the like, to become concentrated in the space above. Here in the United States, it's been estimated that 1 in 15 homes have elevated levels of radon. A quick look at the Environmental Protection Agency's map of radon risk levels shows that all of North Dakota and a good portion of our region lies in what the EPA calls Zone 1, the zone of highest risk. Furthermore, according to the North Dakota Department of Health's radon fact sheet, 63% of North Dakota homes test above the action level, the level at which corrective action is recommended. Testing kits for radon are widely available and affordable. As I understand it, if an area tests high for radon, corrective action such as sealing floors and foundations and/or installing better ventilation can often markedly reduce the risk factors. For your information, I've put a link to the North Dakota Department of Health's webpage on radon, along with a text of this Natural North Dakota. You can access it at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center and Dakota College at Botany. You can read and hear today's story at prairiepublic.org.